This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
All right, we're going to jump on in here with Adam, the last 30 minutes. Adam and Ari walking out. I'm here with Mr. David Allen Harrigan. My name is Chad Hartman. Check us out Monday through Friday, noon to 3, podcast us. We'd love to have more people podcast us. Really simple. Dave will give you segments, half hours, hours. You can also follow us on the Twitter machine at Chad Hartman Show, at Dave_Harrigan. And I am also on the gram, the Insta, the Instagram. I need to post something. I haven't posted anything in a couple weeks. Chad Hartman Show. Mary Moriarty makes news in a Star Tribune interview and says, not running for re-election. And most of us say what to that, Dave Harrigan? Most of us say what? I think most say this, and I want people to react on this because we certainly have talked about Mary dozens of times on this show. And by the way, I don't know, you have to tell me how many times the Moriarty office will send emails trying to correct us or not pleased with some of the comments we've made. So we're not exactly high on their list. I think most people said, well, guess what? She's not running because guess what? Too many people have not liked her decisions. Too many controversial, soft on crime, soft on sentencing. Yeah, I knew what the policy was when you were running, but you've taken it even further. And bottom line, she's not going to win. She won by 16 points. She won by 16 points. Would I vote for her? I think that's incredibly clear if you've listened to me. No. No. She is... There have been too many key cases where I've been left dismayed, confused, and critical of her decision-making. But the idea that it's an automatic, if she ran, and that she was going to lose, I'm not convinced, pending this. We know Republicans weren't going to vote for it. They didn't vote for her in the first place. And God, this is a day when we'd love to have Joe on the show. Right? Now, we tried our guy Maddle. Because if anybody wants to dance on the re-election grave of Mary Moriarty, that would be Chris Maddle, who's spoken many, many, many times on this show. But he actually has a job.
Got lawyering to do.
I mean, ugh. Come on, Chris. I mean, come on. Get your priorities in order. You make a lot of news on this show. But he's unavailable, so we're going to do it. We thought about other people, but we're going to do it on our own. She was going to be in trouble in the election if the number of Democrats who have either said off the record or on background that they don't agree with her decision-making and if they ran. Because directly to me, and I'm not breaking confidence, I can tell you five or six prominent Democrats who about 90% of the time on their major decisions don't agree. I can also tell you from talking to politicos in town, the number is very high, not among the MAGA wing here, boys and girls, among Democrats, including many people you view as traditional liberals. I am not by any means, Dave Harrigan, suggesting that everybody who voted for Mary Moriarty is done with her. Because there is a strong left-leaning element in this country that is on display, including with potential mayor Omar Fata, with the potential New York City mayor, with the fact that right now one of the most popular politicians in this country is 84-year-old Bernie Sanders, and the popularity of AOC. It's not for me. Blech on that technical term on the far right and far left in this country. Want no part. But I do believe if Mary Moriarty would have run for re-election, whether she announced it in a Star Tribune interview yesterday or sometime fairly soon, because we're sitting here August 7th, the election is next year, she would have announced in the next month or two, right? She was running for re-election?
Likely. It'd be about the time.
I don't know if the number one rumored candidate is going to run. The number one rumored candidate is off an interview on this particular show. A lot of times we chase stories. This one came to us on our own show when Sheriff Bob Fletcher at the state fair said to the two of us in the back, "I got a big scoop for you." And we both said, "Great." And he said last year that it's not an if, it's just a when Keith Ellison, the attorney general for the state, in what most people view as a more powerful position than Hennepin County attorney, that Bob Fletcher said he's running.
I wonder if that changes now. If that were true at the time, if Bob was correct, if Ellison were to see, well, Mary's out, I'm going to stick with my job, which is really nice.
I may
right
send
now.
Him a text now and say, see what he wants to say. If he wants to, because remember he said he would break the news with us first.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure he was being 100% honest.
Yeah, that was about as honest as Mary saying, I'm not going to run for re-election because I want to concentrate on my work in the office.
You didn't buy that?
No.
Huh.
0 to 10, 0.
Zero's higher than I thought you would.
She clearly has, like a lot of people in politics, healthy opinion of herself. She's clearly stubborn. I'm familiar with stubborn. And absolutely feels like she's doing everything right. Feels like the criticism is unjust, unfair. She feels targeted for various reasons. That is a fair question. Will Ellison now, because again, just to finish up this part of the story, if you're unfamiliar, Ellison was on with us 2 days later. Another four or five times I asked him different ways to say, are you running? And he gave me a look like he wasn't thrilled as he left. But it was very clear of one thing. He never said no. He could have easily said, I'm the attorney general. And why would I do that? Because there are a lot of Democrats who are unhappy with Mary Moriarty. Will we get a Republican who actually has a chance? One of the first questions I was going to ask Chris Maddle, because I think we are one of the first here on the show, and I know he's done a lot with Liz Collin, but I think we were first to ask Chris Maddle, are you going to run for governor? And I also talked about how soon he needed to make that decision. And unless I missed it, he's never made an official declaration. What if Moriarty was running, was Maddle, who has been more political the last few years, at least on social media platforms? Maybe he was all along. I don't know that. But he's been highly, highly critical of Moriarty, in particular, the laundering case and his involvement in the laundering case. Would a Chris Maddle, who is in the legal community, in our business, and the politicos, and to some who are familiar with Maddle and his high-profile role in a lot of well-covered cases, would he run? Would he have a chance? I still assume, because it's such a left-leaning city, that it's going to be a Democrat, don't you?
Yes. Prove me wrong.
Prove me wrong. Would I personally like to see this city give genuine consideration with the possibility of a Republican winning that race? I would. Yeah, I think Donald Trump is wholly unqualified for the office. But you're allowed to think that and still think this city is well too far left. When Jacob Fry is not viewed as left enough, what does that tell you? What's the first thing that struck you, Dave, with the Moriarty decision coming out of this Star Tribune story?
It was a mild surprise and certainly not a shock. If I had to have bet before yesterday if she was going to run again, I would have said, yeah, probably. But that's as far as I would have gone. Yeah, probably. Certainly not sure. Obviously, she's heard the criticism from media, from certainly people on the right. But as you said, big voices on the left that have told you things, have told other people things, and I'm sure have reached out to her and said, you know what? I don't like what you're doing here.
Yeah. Oh, there's absolutely, positively, unequivocally no doubt about that. Did any of these individuals either directly or indirectly say, I just want to let you know, if you're running, I'm running against you? And was that a part of it? Now, she's a very proud, she called herself in the Tribune story like the most stubborn person on the planet or something. If one of the big names had said, like, Adam had Ryan Winkler on today. Ryan Winkler ran against her. Ryan Winkler talked at length with Adam today about her. His view of Moriarty's disdain for police, again, that wasn't Chris Maddle. That's Ryan Winkler, a Democrat and a liberal, talking about that. Now, somebody also ran against her and may not have the most positive feelings for her. But when you got a Democrat who's saying, yeah, she just doesn't care for police.
Yeah. And when it's clear over the last few years, the heat you've taken, and you know, as I'm sure she does, that her party is not exactly behind her in a full-throated way right now.
But she won by 16 points.
She did.
And she's going to have a lot of people telling her that, and she's going to think, hey, I don't care if somebody is a bigger name, right? Okay, let's pause here because we're running late already. What is your reaction to Moriarty as Hennepin County Attorney stepping down? You want to give me the one word? Go ahead. You want to elaborate? Go ahead. Do you believe her that she's stepping away because she just wants to concentrate on running the office, and campaigning while running the office is too much to do? Mike Freeman did it how many times? Amy Klobuchar did it multiple times. I don't accept that myself. It's a big office. There were other reasons than just that. Do you think a Republican has a sliver of a chance? Keith Ellison. We told that story again. Do you want Keith Ellison to run for this position? By the way, to me, if Keith Ellison is in that office, yeah, he's right of Mary Moriarty. Is he right of center? Hell no. I mean, come on. I didn't suffer a concussion. But he would be stronger on crime than her. In my opinion, well, there was one case that was taken away from her by the governor, with the encouragement of the Attorney General, because they thought she was going to be too soft on it. So I think that's pretty clear. It's not like the MAGA wing's going to be going, yeah, Keith. But in total, I'm not saying every single case, but in total, Ellison would be right if her. Most people are. What do you want to say about Moria? Maybe you're disappointed. Maybe you're like, no, this is who I voted for. These are the new ideas and different looks at youth punishment and juvenile punishment. And I had no problem with the Landgren charges or the situation with the Tesla driver or the Zara McKeever soft charges of the individuals in that awful story. What do you want to say? Text or call 651-461-9226. Stretch Lab in the mix for me next couple days. Reminded of it again yesterday when I had a busy day. That, yeah, I need to keep stretching at home. And even more importantly, I need to have smart people help me at one of the dozen plus locations of Stretch Lab around this town. What's Stretch Lab? You have, as I said, double figure locations. You go in, you get an assessment from one of their trained professionals. They have some machines that you look at, and they get a feel for where they think they should work with you. But they also talk to you for a while. The hamstrings, the calves, the upper back, the shoulder. Also, you're dealing with migraines, whatever it might be. You could become a monthly customer right away, 25 minutes, 50 minutes. I guarantee you, to some level, you're going to feel better after your first visit. I guarantee you also, if you keep going, you'll feel better and better. You could be somebody like me who's that years old, yeah, 60. You could have a son with health issues like I do, Quentin, 24. You could be a great distance runner. You could be a golfer who wants to meet the middle of the club face more. They help everybody. Good, good people, and you're going to feel better. And flexibility is such a key to quality life. StretchLab.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You like this one, don't you?
It's one of my favorite bump themes that we've done a handful of times.
Yeah.
Because when you get to start it out with Johnny Paycheck, I mean, come on.
This is the one you should start with, right? Is there any doubt?
No, there's no better.
This is Todd Moriarty saying, I'm not running for re-election of Hennepin County. Let's get to a lot of your texts. What is your reaction? You're elated? You're dismayed? You think she had no choice? Is there a particular decision that bothered you? I mean, in the Landgren case, before I get to your text, when you have an office that big and you basically have the key people in the office, Dave, looking at you and saying, nah, I don't want to work on this one. And then you spend the money they do, and then you try to convince us that new information has come out. When, yeah, there was a small amount of new information, but the basic layout of what happened with Ricky Kopp and the two officers, including Ryan Londegren, was crystal bleeping clear. Walls and Ellison taking a very prominent case from her. The incredibly soft other charges, even if it's a political one. And I think Jason took 17 positions on this.
It's a little light for him.
The keying of the Tesla vehicles. I mean, hand slap wasn't strong enough. I mean, I think that was more punishable than a jackass engaged in criminal activity just because he doesn't like something politically. By the way, I wasn't crazy about how Doge was handling things either. But I didn't think, hey, I'm going to go up to other people who just bought the vehicle. And then just a pittance of charges. Let's get to it. Mary has to go. More. These are all your texts. So glad Mary's resigned. Her decision has been bad. She's way too easy on criminals and doesn't like the blue. There are many people in that police department who think that about her. Sounds to me from talking to a number of sources, either who are with that department or who know that department incredibly better than me, that they feel that way much stronger than they did Mike Freeman. Because you're always going to have that battle back and forth between the police and the you're not always, but in a lot of cities, you're going to have
that. You're never going to see eye to eye on things.
No.
On everything, I should say.
Chad, you made the point that Morey already won by 16 points. That is a fact. However, remember who our competition was. I think it was more a vote against the competition. Judge Dimmick, right?
Martha Holton Dimmick.
Martha Holton Dimmick, when the late, great Joe Freeberg called you up and said, well, you tell me, what did Joe say?
Well, the initial was, hey, do you want me to come on and say some things about the county attorney's race? I can comment on it if you'd like. I had no idea where he stood. You had no idea where he stood when he
Not
came on that day. We just said, Joe, we trust you. You've got a lot of experience, obviously, in the courtroom, but on air. Yes, Joe, come on. Let's see how you feel about the county attorney's race. And he was not shy.
Crushed him. Absolutely. And by the way, after Mary was elected, he also was on this show half dozen times, crushing Mary for decisions she made. And frequently, either on or off air, on air, to the public, off air, he'd say, yeah, Mary called me again. She was listening.
I think one of the conversations I had with Joe after one of those was, yeah, Mary said, Joe, what are you doing? You stabbed me in the back. And, no, Mary, I told the bleeping truth.
And also on 50,000-watt radio.
Yes.
No one cares if you would vote for her. Discuss the issue without stating how you would vote. This is a show with facts, with opinions, with serious talk, with silly talk. And I give my opinions on a lot of stuff, and a lot of people listen because they like hearing my opinion or they hate hearing my opinion. So the idea on an opinion-driven show, you're not going to offer up your opinion? I think you're missing the show a little bit. More text. People like Mary Moriarty, who are egomaniacs and crave the spotlight, will never be able to step away. She's going to go on to another position where she can be more harmful. Well, most individuals in politics have a healthy, if not enormous, ego. And they may mask it. They may be more overt about it. And also, it is a drug for a lot of these folks. She's also been a public defender for decades.
Mm-hmm.
She's been in the very visible legal position for a long, long time. Do I think she's going to vanish and all of a sudden just to move to Park Rapids, Minnesota, never hear from? Mm-mm. because she still believes in what she stands for. We're about to have Scott Jensen on at 105. Scott Jensen ran for office, and quoting Scott Jensen, because I listened to our interview, you sent it to me, I wanted to remind myself of some stuff. Scott Jensen said to us about a year ago, very close to a year to the date, I lost handling. And admitted a number of mistakes to me. He's going to run again. People love it. Donald Trump, run again. Joe Biden, how many times did Joe run for the presidency? George W. Bush is one of the incredible rarities. The guy was the president of the United States. And we never see him.
No.
We never see him. He just vanishes. More text. Grateful she's not running. Yes, a Republican can take that job. Remember, Seneca County, not just Minneapolis. I am aware. Thank you. Let's see. Keith would be great. Moriarty doesn't care what anybody thinks. I bet money she will run for state or federal office when her current job ends. And Minnesota will vote for her because she's a lesbian woman. We have to prove that we don't discriminate. No, they're not going to just vote for her because she's a lesbian woman. That's right. I don't agree with you on, let's say, 8 of the 10 issues, but you're a lesbian and a female, right? One and the same. Get out of here. Do some people look for identity politics too much? That's an affirmative. The entire state? Calm down. Don't know about Mary Moriarty, but root beer floats, good for the hangover. My younger days, we're talking root beer floats with Carter. Mary saw the writing on the wall, too soft on crime, too damn stubborn, personally too aggressive, no chance of being elected. So why would she run? Because she loves the office and feels like she's right. 35 past 12 on News Talk 830 WCCO. You may feel like you're right about your insurance, and you may be right. You may have fabulous insurance. I'm talking about for your car and your home and other areas where American Family and my friend and the individual who runs the office that I work with, Amber Scholl. I recently, like a lot of people when we had those serious storms 10, 11 days ago, I had some trees go down. Thankfully, I didn't have any damage to my property or my neighbor's property, but I was prepared to call Mary. I have her number. I just think it's easier for you to remember TeamScholl.com. TeamScholl.com. That's S-C-H-O-L-L.com. And the response has been fabulous. So thank you so much. Keep reaching out. Make sure you do have the best car insurance. If you have hail damage, do you have the right coverage? Have you moved in a new place? Are you dealing with a homeowners association that's a pain in the butt? This office has been around for decade after decade after decade. For me, I stayed with it when I came back in 1990. Amber has not been there the whole time, but she's been running the last few years, and she's been there for 15 years. Thoroughly professional with American Family, TeamScholl.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.